that kind of stuff. The availability of credit is going to be a huge thing as well. And there have been some very innovative schemes brought in. One of them is the credit guarantee scheme, which the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland is looking after. And good news during the week that St. Canice's have been approved for the COVID-19 credit guarantee scheme. With me to talk about this is John Madigan from the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland and Roisin Gilroy of St. Canice's Kilkenny Credit Union. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, starting with you, John, just tell us very quickly about the work of the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland.
Yeah, okay. In a few words, John, we were set up as we emerged from the last financial crisis. Three things on SMEs' minds: lack of access to finance, competition declining in the Irish market, and price still an issue, a big price differential between Ireland and the rest of the EU. So over the last 6 years, we've tried to introduce initially liquidity products, which meant just a reduction in price. But over the last while, we've graduated and evolved into the development of risk-sharing products. And risk-sharing products is what I really wanted to talk about this morning, which is the credit guarantee scheme, the COVID-19 credit guarantee scheme, which tries to address access to finance, bring more competition into the market for SMEs, and reduce the price.
And in relation to risk, one of the, you know, people always intend, or virtually 99.9% intend to pay back the money, but sometimes circumstances change, and guarantees are a big thing because they kind of follow you after things go pear-shaped, and that stops people accessing finance. This credit guarantee scheme kind of addresses that.
It does. Yeah, it does. Certainly up to a limit of $250,000. There is no security required for this particular scheme. The government has placed an 80% guarantee with the providers of the scheme, so St. Canice's will have an 80% guarantee on all facilities that they do. But up to $250,000, the SME is not required to provide any security whatsoever. No personal guarantees, no additional security. In excess of $250,000, yes, security can be looked for, but most SMEs in Ireland, the borrowing is somewhere between 75 and 100,000. So we expect that the bulk of people applying for the COVID-19 credit guarantee scheme will actually be drawing money on an unsecured basis.
Yeah, and it's very important. You're head of marketing and research with the Strategic Banking Corporation. You know, the mindset of business changes constantly in relation to it, and you're trying to keep up with that to ensure that they access credit. Tell us a bit about the issues that you discern.
Yeah, the big issues, John, is really since the last crisis, people have been, SMEs in particular, have become really good at managing their cash flow. And what they've been doing with that is they've been using that cash flow to fund investment. Now, what that has meant is that SMEs in Ireland have the same appetite to invest as their counterparts in Europe, but they're constraining the level of investment due to limiting it to their cash flow. So what we're trying to do is to introduce products that take away some of the risk from the SME, give some of the risk to the financial institution, take some of it at the government level, but get SMEs into the mindset that it's actually okay to look at investment. And I think the proof of that is that we introduced a 10-year scheme, a long-term scheme, in 2019. And there's nearly 600 million of that scheme out there already with SMEs. So, you know, SMEs are beginning to change. That mindset is beginning to change, thankfully.
Roisin, we're going to take a break in a second, but good news for people in Carlow, Kilkenny, because St. Canice's Credit Union has been approved for COVID-19 credit guarantee scheme, and the decisions won't be made remotely, but they'll be made locally. Good news for the credit union.
Absolutely, and also for the community which we serve.
Yeah, tell us about the group that you put together to get this approval, I suppose.
So we are part of Metamo, which is a joint venture between BEXCO and 16 other credit unions, and seven of those credit unions across the country. So from Tralee, Cork, Castlebar, Athy and Port Laois, to ourselves, and we cover a bit of Carlow, most of Kilkenny, and also into Laois as well. We're one of the seven credit unions that have been approved to be able to deliver this to SMEs, and also primary producers, so anyone in agri or fishery. qualifies to apply for this scheme as well.
Yeah, great news. We'll talk a bit more about how people can apply and also some of the broader issues after the break. We're going to take a break. You're listening to The Bottom Line, the programme for and about business on KCLR. I'm John Purcell with you.